like old times, isn't it? Hanging out, hot rise, up here in the Boston, greater Boston area. We never played in Lexington, as far as I know. I don't think we have. And I remember, I had total gig recall. I remember all of it. Locked that part out, I think. Anyway, we have a full program of musical entertainment for you this evening. And how many of you have never seen Hot Rise before this evening? How many of you have never seen this before? That's a pretty good chunk. It's a pretty large chunk. So for the benefit of those folks and for those who've forgotten, I'll just tell you briefly, with the banjo, originally from New York City, now he's been out in Colorado for many years. He was recently inducted into the IBM, you know, you receive the IBMA Lifetime Distinguished Achievement Award. And that's not all, folks. He not only invented Niwot music, he also is the former Niwot horseshoe champion in his hometown of Niwot, Colorado. And he demonstrates that fine, subtle touch on the instrument that demands it, which of course is the banjo. Mr. Pete Wernick on the banjo. Lead guitar from Asheville, North Carolina, originally now living in Nashville, Tennessee. He's a well-respected session musician. He's got 4 solo records out. He's won a Grammy. He's 5-time IBMA Guitar Player of the Year. And he's really proven himself to be a nice travel companion. Easygoing guy, dry sense of humor. Yeah, that kind of guy. Give a big hand to Mr. Brian Sutton. Wheeling, West Virginia, now living in Nashville, celebrated. He's put out, I think since High Rise, he's put out 14 solo records. So he's kind of a slacker, basically. No motivation, no discipline. Also has won a Grammy. He's IBMA, all kinds of prizes, Male Vocalist of the Year, Song of the Year, blah, blah. You heard it all. He's won everything there is to win, including he was the Wyoming State Fiddle Champion once upon a time. And if you've ever been to Wyoming, you know competition is tough out there. Please give a big hand to Tim O'Brien.
Actually, he used to be the youngest guy in the band. Then we got Brian. So sorry about that, Nick. There's more daughters, sisters, and female relatives than anybody in the band. And ex-wives. Maybe just one. But anyway, one thing that's really distinguished himself about, and I'm very proud of Nick, because he, after Hot Rise was done, he got inspiration to start a radio program that would cover a whole lot of bases, like getting increasing community, presenting a lot of great music, doing good interviews, and it seemed like an impossible task. But then he and his wife, Helen, pulled it off, and the E-Town radio show has been going for almost 20 years now. And it's on the screen. WUMB and WXRB the River. XRV, the River. Please welcome our personal friend, Mr. Nick Forster, on the bass.